My name is Ira Yavrikovsky. This is 182 Ludlow Street, in front of Joseph Yavrikovsky Incorporated, which is the oldest paper distributing company in all of New York. It was established in 1898, 108 years ago, by my great-grandmother. I'm the fourth generation in the business. Well, when they originally started, they sold things like candles, some wrapping papers, twine, matches, things of that type. You didn't have all the sophisticated products you have today. Plastics hadn't been invented. Aluminum pans, aluminum products weren't in existence at that time. There has been a continuous Yavrikovsky presence of someone in the business within a 5-block radius of the business for the entire 108 years of existence. My family on the Yavrikovsky side originally came from Yagostov, which is a town on the Russian-Polish border. And depending upon who won the last war, it was either in Russia or Poland.
We're at Katz's Deli on the Lower East Side. It has been in continual existence since 1888. It started out across the street as a little mom and pop kind of shop and moved here in the early 30s, I believe it was, sometime in the 30s. And of course, it was kind of built in stages. Half of it was here, the other half was added around World War II. And as I say, we have, thank goodness, not closed our doors since 1888. And it's an institution for a lot of the Eastern European immigrants coming here the early part of the 20th century. This was pretty much their first meal. It was familiar Eastern European food.
Before I was old enough to notice the old neighborhood, it was a lot of tenement buildings with a large wholesale area, mostly for dry goods. The first outdoor mall and discount mall and mall to be open Sundays was probably the Lower East Side. In 1938, Mayor LaGuardia shuttered all these tenements by having city council pass laws where there was a certain amount of air that had to circulate and light that had to be in each apartment, so it was cheaper to border up all those apartments, to board up the apartments and to just use them for storage.
There have been several changes from the 1940s and 50s, when it was primarily Jewish with a smattering of Italian, with all of the old mom and pop restaurants and small shops that were here. Then you went through the immigration groups that came in the late 50s and the 60s, the Hispanics from Central and South America, the blacks that came up from the South over by Avenue D. Then of course you had the drug period after that, and the neighborhood went downhill, and a lot of people moved out. There was a tremendous changeover, and the gentrification of the last 10, 15 years, when it's come back again. Well, there's no stopping progress. I'm not exactly 100% in favor of it. It's tremendously changed the entire neighborhood, the nature of the neighborhood, and it will never be the same. The old East Side is gone. There are still a few places left, but what was is really gone. There's nothing left of the old East Side.
I'm from Bushwick, on the other side of the bridge. I'm from Brooklyn, but I started hanging out here when I was 13 years old because they would sell to me here. It wasn't the way it is now where it's all hipsters. It was all punks and derelicts and junkies and, like, you know, almost the end of Dinkins 80s and, like, Giuliani 90s. So it was, like, that really cool transition where people would come to the Lower East Side and change themselves to adapt to the community. And it's not the way it is now where people come to the Lower East Side and expect the community to change and adapt to their Oklahoma and Ohio lifestyle. It was very different. And New York was a lot more raw and real then.
Bueno, yo creo que ha mejorado bastante. Bueno, antes había mucha delincuencia, había muchas cosas que no eran agradables, pero yo encuentro que ahora está más. Estamos más protegidos, hay más honestidad, hay menos delincuencia. Sí, había muchos clubes que se reunían, había muchos estos que le dicen a Boclo, ahí se reunían. pero ya los bloques que hay casi mente son de americanos. Puro escándalo. Una... Sí, no teníamos paz, pero ahora no, ahora todo está tranquilo, no se oye esa música alta, no se oye esa tocadera de bocina, ni mucha gente gritando ni hablando en la calle.
In the beginning, when I start working here, for me it was a little, how should I say, you know, I feel me a little scared because I found a lot of people, you know, in drag in my building. What I mean, one day I was walking in the stairway and I found somebody, you know, with needle in the arm. Oh boy, I scared that bad. Oh, I say, this is not for me. I don't know, all of a sudden it begin to move out, to move out, to move out, and it's coming now. White people almost is the most that you see around.
10 years ago when I moved here, it was because I didn't get where I wanted to be originally, Avenue A. I wanted over there, it was sort of popular and hopping, but I didn't have a lot of money to work with. The rents were expensive and the spaces were definitely much smaller. And here it was wide open, easy to get a place, and it was inexpensive. The drawback was there was no traffic, no people. It was, at one point I understand, you know, a very crime-ridden neighborhood, and I've heard all the horror stories. It wasn't like that when I moved in. It was simply quiet, stable and quiet. There are a couple of nightclubs like Max Fish and Ludlow Bar next to me, so nighttime there are folks here, but during the day, people didn't cross house them.
Well, when we first got here, basically, the only, you know, we were the only, like, sort of big, you know, fairly large space with a retail store in it. Mostly there were bars, restaurants, and, you know, quite a number of boarded up spaces. You know, bands that come in, like in CMJ, there was, you know, bands from all over the country coming in. That was pretty cool. But like I say, you know, we do a lot of recording here, and yeah, it's a pretty cool place, I think. It's pretty mellow.
When I first moved down here, it was a predominantly Latin area. A lot of families, kids used to play on the street. There was music. People would sit outside and have the salsa music blasting. There'd be barbecuing on the block, and it was just felt like very festive. And that's what attracted me to move down there in the first place. I recall that when I get on the F line on Second Avenue, there's only maybe two people on the train. And slowly with the years, I'd notice that more and more people were getting on and off the F line. And definitely the East Village was almost expanding beyond the confines, you know, below Houston. And more bars were opening. That was the first thing that I saw.
I've lived across the street for many years, and I love this place, and I knew the owner, and one day he kind of jokingly asked me if I wanted to buy it, because I was actually looking to open a business down here in the area. And from there, it just kind of happened. I actually kind of started, I went to school as a film student, and initially it was cheaper rent, you know? It's not the case now, but you know, that's how it was. Years ago. I don't know how much longer I will be living in the neighborhood, but that remains to be seen. We'll see when the lease comes up. You know?
I'm a burlesque performer and whatever. I did two of my standard favorite numbers. One, I did the hand where I was hypnotized, raped, and then killed by a disembodied hand to Screamin' Jay Hawkins, You Put a Spell on Me. I do that number. And then I did another standard, which I don't perform very much anymore, called Damsel in Distress to Leslie Gore's You Don't Own Me and I Escape from Ropes. I mean, like, there's life here. There's people on the street. There's people doing wonderful things. There's people doing horrible things, but there are people.
We came here to go see the Pierces. They were singing, harmonizing, beautiful music.
Hot girl band. They're kind of country chic. They've got some rock and roll. My friend's playing like a million different instruments, but they're hot. One's blonde, one's brunette. They know how to work together. They got their good fans.
Who the hotter one was, but...
But that's not why we're here. We're here just because we love this area and, like, you know what? This is where things go down, and we support our friends who do their little gigs here.
We are on Ludlow Street at my stand. My stand is unique in the city. I developed all the menu items myself, and I started out serving Korean food, so I got kimchi, and now I'm famous for the kimchi dog. It took me about 6 to 8 months to get everything together, and then I went out on my own.
You're doing a public service.
Exactly. Serving everyone who needs something good to eat late at night. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's the middle of the night.
Roll the drum.